something that I've wanted to give you for so many years and months, and here it is, the first part of 18 keys to reveal your best abs. Okay, no excuses. You are gonna have your best abs. By the end of this video, you will have 9 of the 18 keys, of the 18 secrets that I like to share with you so you can have abs that are flat, defined the way you want them, okay? No matter what you're wearing, you can feel good, whether you're standing, sitting, in your work clothes, workout clothes, when you're going out with your significant other, when you're out and about. I mean, you can be proud of your abs no matter your age, no matter your stage, no matter anything, no matter the circumstances. Right now, I'm actually taking advantage of the quarantine because I am more focused and I know that I had to do this. And so because it works in me, it has worked for me. I used to want to have defined abs when I was an athlete and I didn't have them. I didn't, believe it or not. I was training for 6 hours and I wouldn't have flat abs and I wouldn't have defined abs. And I'm like, when am I gonna have them? You have to have patience, okay? Nothing comes so easily, especially if it's something challenging. And I think that is like the greatest satisfaction when you actually finally achieve something that you really, really wanted. I'm not saying that everything has to be like a suffering, but yes, it takes some pain to get through what you need to get through to achieve what you want. And it's not just your body. It's not just physical, okay? It's everything. And I'm gonna have many mindset, heart sets, spirit sets. Like, I love to work with the 4 energies, and that is gonna be included in the 18 keys. But in this video, you'll definitely have 9 of them. So take notes if you want, and you can leave your questions, even though this video won't be listed for everyone. It's unlisted, it's just for you because you opted in. Thank you so much. And I'm gonna get right into the training. But yes, it's important for me to tell you that this works in hundreds of my students that I work with personally, that I have worked with through the years in my classes. And I'm talking about group settings for the most part and online as well. So if you want me to check up on you, then I will also offer you that, because coaching is fundamental. You need to have a coach. And sometimes we think we're doing an exercise or a move correctly, but we are not. We're not really fully engaged in the move. Our muscles are not triggered, right? Maybe we think we have the right technique, but maybe our back is like this instead of being like this. So just with the abs, and I'm going to tell you in a minute, in a second, okay? So number one, ta-da! Guess what? This is for your health, but it's also for your abs. Number one is sleep enough hours. I cannot emphasize this enough. In fact, I put it number one. I always have flatter abs in the morning, and even though right now it's like midnight, so these are not my flattest, okay? I can be flatter and I can have even better abs when I have had all my sleep hours. How many hours do you need? Supposedly between 7 and 9, how many do you really need? Some people say they're lucky because they can just go on and be productive and be happy with 5 and 6. I don't know how they do it, but for the most part, us human normal beings, we need from 7 to 9. So yes, sleep enough hours, okay? And watch how I'm actually writing this. Enough. How much is enough for you? I don't know. I'm gonna tell you my secret. I used to be sleep deprived most of the time. And in fact, right now I'm very, very much a night owl, you know, nocturnal. And I'm not saying you gotta be like me, au contraire, like the opposite. It's like, you don't have to be like me. I mean, I bet you if you wake up in the morning, then you might even have some advantage in some senses, and people will understand you more than if you're like me. But the point is, it doesn't matter whether you sleep at night, in the morning, at dawn, it's still important to get really, really good sleep. And we're going to talk about this in the program so that when we're working together, we'll see what you may be needing in order to sleep more profoundly, deeper, you know, to have everything really recovered, so you have a true regeneration of everything in your health. But since we're going to talk about abs, let me just say that this is the number one secret and trick, and even models use it. When you sleep enough, you're going to look better, your body's going to work, function at its best, and yes, you're going to look your best. So your abs are absolutely going to be better looking and better functioning when you sleep enough hours. So yes, get your sleep. Number two, eat sauerkraut, or other probiotics, fermented foods preferably. I know that when I get my sauerkraut, like I got it last night, and most of the time I eat it, okay? And I have to make some, by the way, because my sauerkraut is so delicious that I just want to eat the whole thing, and then I ran out, and then I like to give it away. People love it as well. And the point here is that something so simple that you can make just with two ingredients, cabbage and salt, actually really makes a difference in your gut health, okay? We're talking about gut microbiome. It's super interesting, and this subject I like to talk about in my podcast, okay? But right now, for the practical reasons that you're here, then just include probiotics. That means really good bacteria that are going to get rid of the bad bacteria, and that is also going to have you less bloated, less gas, and it might not sound very sexy, but seriously, it really works to have those fermented foods like sauerkraut. Really, really simple, okay? I have a video, I can link it for you. In fact, I plan to have all this organized to give you this number one video, then the second video, and then complimentary resources so that you can actually achieve what I'm telling you that you can. Just follow the rules and, you know, adapt them to you, because nothing has to be so strict. But you're going to see the effects of these two that I told you about already. Number three, keep a good posture. That's why I say watch me while I'm writing this, right? Because I could just go like this, right? No. This is not good posture. This with a long back, okay? Keep good posture. What happened to my ink over here? Keep good posture. What does that mean for you? For me, it means abs in, okay? This is from Pilates, navel to your spine, okay? So that already makes you contract more, and you got to stand tall with your shoulders down away from your ears. I say Pilates, but this is from ballet. I did 8 years of ballet, so it's like, ta-da, you know, just having this. It's like very elegant stance. Just be elegant. Can you be elegant? Not just for women. Men can be elegant as well. You know, just have a good way to carry yourself. Chin up, chest out. Hey, I'm here. Use your voice. Use your body. Body language. It's like, I'm a winner. I'm doing this, okay? Let's do this together, and I want to help you. But definitely have a good posture, okay? These are just some of the pointers. There's many more, because even your inner thighs that I can't really show you in this video very much, but they also have to be contracted somehow. Your glutes as well have to be tight, okay, when you stand. And, you know, just keeping everything, even your, oh my goodness, I'll tell you later, but oh my goodness, I even forgot what I was going to say. But there's the transversus abdominis that I'm going to tell you about right over here, and I'm number six, okay? And it's really important to be flexing all your muscles, even your pelvic floor muscles, okay? They have to be contracted all the time, and that's going to make you have that energy. It's like, okay, that energy, that fire in your belly or under your butt, or that rocket under your butt. It's like, you're going to have the power. Yes, you will, if you follow these tips, secrets that I have mastered in so many years, like 27 years of experience in fitness. And to tell you the truth, like I said before, I didn't achieve that when I was teaching classes, like 4 to 5 classes a day, and training, I don't know how many hours. It was crazy. No, I did have these abs. I got them now that I'm old. You know what I mean? So it's not about age. It's about strategy and about following these tips. Number four, you guys, do Pilates. Okay? Again, Joseph Pilates was a man who created this contrology method. It's all about controlling yourself and controlling your body. And you can use this whenever you are at your desk, looking at your phone. I mean, Pilates is like, you know, instead of having your back like this, you're going to have, you know, that upper back engaged, you know, whenever you're, let's say you're reading here. And I have many tips for you so that you don't do this, which is what we usually do when we're not aware. And I'm like, oh, Monica, okay. So I get on a desk or a chair, and then I do this better. But see, my abs are in even for this. So this video is really important because I'm going to give you all my secrets. I'm giving my secrets away. Ah, there used to be a time in which we didn't give our secrets away. Like when I was in competitive aerobics, we would just keep everything secret. Our trainings, our choreography, everything was secret. And I'm like, I'm giving it all away. I really am. So stay till the end so that you get all of it. And then you're going to try, even if you use one of the 18, you're still going to get benefits. I'm telling you, this really, 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 really works. So what does it mean to do Pilates everywhere? Well, that's the thing, that Pilates is also the breathing. Inhale, like an accordion, exhale. And then when you're doing Pilates, you actually keep your abs in, okay? So whatever you're doing on your phone and your computer, even watching movies on Netflix or wherever you're watching on YouTube, maybe you're watching one of my videos, okay? Then find a way to stand or sit with great Pilates, let's see, how would I call them, principles of controlling your own body. Yes, you can do this on the mat as well, and the mat helps you to do it when you're cooking, when you're cleaning, when you're doing dishes. Yeah, I have that Fit Clean on purpose because I've had to use the Pilates method in order to do whatever I'm doing. You know, even when I was actually racing, I did a little Fit Clean while listening to some of my favorite music. You know, it's like, okay, you know, Pilates uses your whole body. So how do I describe it? It's like using your whole body in a harmonious way. You see, we're not all over the place. No, we are like keeping it together, you guys. Calm, cool, collected. Okay, something like that when it comes to your body. All right, number five. Lemon water, you guys, let's drink some lemon water. I have mine over there. I can't show it to you, but it's really important to have lemon water, not just in the morning, not just the warm, lemon water anytime, anywhere. This is good for you for many, many reasons. And I have read some of the science behind it, and maybe not all of it is proven, but just try it yourself. And most of the time it works to have less fat, less bloated, less bloating, yes, less water retention, and you're just going to feel like, oh, you know what? And something happens with lemon water that's pretty magical. It's like when you drink it before your meals, then you tend to eat less. So it reduces your appetite, and therefore you're going to have what? Less calories ingested, and therefore what happens? If you really want to burn fat, if like I want to burn fat, you know, to have my abs or and even my body more defined, what do? Okay, precisely. I burn more calories and I eat less calories, so I have a calorie deficit. This is what we're wanting, right? And lemon water helps you do that naturally without having to sacrifice, oh my God, I'm so hungry and I have to go to bed hungry. No, we're not talking about that. Even though right now I just want to acknowledge the fact that we are the lucky ones that are even worrying about eating too many calories when most of the world's population is actually dying of hunger. And I'm so, so, so sorry about what's going on. And I don't mind sharing it with you because you probably already know it. Our awareness is rising, and we are rising as more conscious beings. So let's just at least be grateful that we do have food, that we do have water, and that sometimes we even have to do a certain diet or like be more mindful of not eating too much. Okay, and maybe I'm just going to say it this way because it also makes you happy. And when you're happy and joyful, you're just going to look better. Your abs are going to, oh, okay, look at my waist. Oh, good, 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 good. A little fat. Okay, I have less fat than last week. Okay, I'm doing better, you know. So it's good to monitor yourself, and you can even pinch yourself. And yes, if you have less than an inch, you're pretty good. We're also going to talk about fat percentage. So we are wanting to reduce our fat, okay? We want a better body composition, more muscle, less fat. So it is about exercising more, eating less, and also what we're eating has to be really, really good for us. Otherwise, why ingest junk? Like, I don't want to do that anymore. I used to ingest, oh my gosh. It's like, oh, you wouldn't believe all the junk that I ate. So no matter how much I exercise, even if I look pretty good, it's really not good for my functioning, for my fitness, and for my health. So I don't know how old you are, but since I'm working with people who are 40 years young, men and women, who want to reinvent their lives to be fit in mind, body, emotions, and spirit with self-discipline, self-care, and self-love, then you must listen to what I'm saying, because it's a matter of ingesting quality food, plant-based food, power food, food that's going to actually nourish you and energize you to be your best at whatever you do, whatever craft you do, whatever it is, you're going to feel super good. So whether it's lemon water and other herbs that I can recommend, but lemon water is one of the most delicious and best, I would say, simplest ways to reduce our appetite so that we don't go overboard and we don't actually eat and drink whatever is really not good for us. You know what I mean? So, okay. Number six. Ta-da! Number six. Here I have some notes here. Do abs all the time. And I changed this because it's not like, oh, I'm going to lie down now. I'm going to do some crunches. I'm going to do some, you know, the typical. I don't think it's necessary. Okay. I would say use your core. Your core. Okay. Engage your core at every moment, at every level. All of these tips are complementary. Okay, what do I mean by this? For instance, I have a pair of dumbbells right here, so I'm gonna pick them up. Excuse me, I'm here. Ta-da! And here. Okay, so look at what happens if I don't engage my core. Now abs in, something else. Not just the abs in, I'm actually using my abs to push when I'm doing the shoulder press or overhead press. You see the difference? What happens many times is that we are perhaps working out at a gym, maybe with machines, and we know we're all covered up and we don't care how we look, and maybe we're not looking in the mirror and we're just not very mindful. But when we start being more conscious, hey, I want great abs, you start using your abs even when you're working your arms, okay? Another example is, you see, I'm actually using my abs to keep a good posture while I do this, all right? That's the difference. So if you like lifting weights twice a week, whatever you do, I don't know, some bodybuilders do five times in a week, I don't know what you do. I have my own way, and my method is very exclusive to what your body needs and your body's telling you to do. Today my body said just dance, and that's what I did today, you know, so it's all relative, you know. But I did do a little bit of lifting just to show you that. So definitely use your core, no matter what exercise activity or what you're doing. And I don't have the bucket here, but lately I've been doing the dishes, you know what I do? And I take all the water, including the biodegradable soap. Yeah, the dishwashing liquid that's actually good for the environment. And, you know, as I do the dishes, I just collect all the water that comes out from doing those dishes, and that I'm grateful for because we were able to eat, you see? That's something else that's coming out of this transformation from the lockdown, from the social distancing, from the self-isolation. I don't know when you're watching, but just for you to know, and I don't mind it because I want it to be documented, the fact that, you know, we are more grateful now because we've got food, right? So anyway, while you're doing the dishes, you could also have your core. Just like I said, you're doing Pilates all the time. Well, whenever you're doing any kind of activity, what I'm saying is that one of the things that I realized is that those buckets of water were a little bit too big and too heavy for me. So I was like, you know, and kind of out of balance. It's not like, oh, I have two little beautiful buckets. Like, oh, okay, I'm doing a bear walk. Oh, what is it called? It's called, sometimes I forget the name. It's like, farmer's walk, okay, where you have these two buckets here. That would be like perfect, but I don't have that in this moment. So I'm using these huge buckets, you know, like those, I don't know how many gallons of paint buckets, and it was full. So I carrying that made me have to use my core. So that's an example. But now I'm like using less water in, it's like half of it, so that I can, you know, keep more elegance and not like, oh, you know what I mean? And sometimes we use our core and we just do this. Okay, what happens is it's gonna get hard, but out. No, we want it hard, but in. Okay, that's what you want. And that's why you wanted this guide. So I'm giving you the basics and I'm giving you the tricks and I'm giving you the right recommendations for you to use your core no matter what you're doing. Lifting weights, lifting, maybe you're moving, you're pushing, you're pulling, whatever you're doing in your daily activities, okay? If you have a physical job, fantastic, congrats, because you're gonna stay younger and more mobile than most people who are just at a desk. Anyway, so number seven is, yes, eat a fruit that starts with a P. Papaya. Papaya. And pineapple. Okay, you got to listen to my podcast about this. Pineapple and papaya are like the best fruits for our gut. Okay, this is so important. It really makes a difference. When we eat those fruits at home, it's just like, you know, it's like it can digest anything. You know, papaya, the enzymes like bromelain and papaya are so powerful. They can digest anything you eat. But I'm talking about plant-based digestion even better, because it's like everything flows, you know, with lots of fiber as well. So that's the idea, for everything to flow. And when it flows, you don't have, you know, these distressed gut. You have the opposite. You have a happy gut. You have a happy, like, oh, I'm doing well. I feel good. You know, thank you very much for feeding me. Right. And papaya and pineapple are delicious. And let me tell you that you can buy them in a smoothie and they're so tasty. That's one of my favorite combinations, by the way. And, oh, that reminds me, I have a pineapple and a half in my fridge that I have to cut up. So I will do that. And yes, you could also eat all sorts of fruits that are wonderful, like watermelon, like oranges, like bananas. I could go on forever. But if I were to pick two, that would be it. And if I were to pick one, I would go for papaya. Okay, that's just what I think. Some people think that pineapple, some people swear by pineapple. They say it burns fat like crazy. Yeah, if you only eat pineapple, it's like, okay, you're going to lose weight even eating just pretzels. I'm just like, but we don't want to eat much gluten, okay? Because really, gluten and those processed flours are not good at all. I have focused this video on the next and the next that I'm giving you as a preview on the actual things that you must do. Like, yes, let's do this. Not what not to do, but yes, I will take advantage of reminding you that there is definitely not very good results when you eat junk, when you eat processed flours and food that's really not food. It's like you create havoc. Really, it's like you create a mess and chaos in your gut. And there may be chaos in our circumstances right now and uncertainty, but we want to have control in our gut. It's like, okay, you know, it's like you're safe. You know, you're feeling safe because you're doing what you have to do to feel good. Okay? And to look good also, why not? So, yeah, I could go on and about that, but it's time for me to be wrapping up with the last two recommendations, you guys. I'm so happy that we're doing this. Okay, so number eight is practice natural moves. There are so many resources for this. And I have some videos of very, very easy moves. Like a natural move is like, you know, a little squat or a big squat or a, you know, a squat, an ass to the grass squat. Natural moves are moves that you can do on the grass, moves that you can do on your mat, moves that you can do on your bed, you know, like stretching, you know, like butterflies and twists. And, you know, it's very, very similar to what I teach in natural yoga Pilates. So I introduce natural moves into the yoga and the Pilates combined. And I will have those videos for you so you get an idea. And it could be something as simple as doing, you know, a cobra, child's pose, and, you know, just like planks and just flowing through it. But it has to be natural, not some sort of, okay, functional exercise that you'll never use anytime. For me, the most natural moves are the ones that actually work. Like, okay, I want to reach the here, you know what I mean? So doing the elevations of my heels, that works, and that gives me good calves. Oh, which reminds me, I gotta practice that. That is natural. It's natural to want to pick up something like a hinge. It's natural to want to flex. It's natural to want to push, okay, like in a push-up or like a dip or like a pull-up, okay? Those are natural moves, all right? Just some examples, all right? And finally, not least, last but not least, contract and be mindful of, this is related to this one, but to be mindful, I will explain to you more in the future video, in the second part of it, but I want you to stop thinking that you can't exercise unless it's at the gym or at the workout, you know? But you say, okay, I did a workout of 40 minutes and I'm done. I get it, because you worked really hard in those 40 minutes and that's really good. But sometimes it's even better to not have that 40-minute workout and just be like contracting your abs all the time. And I'm gonna give you a trick for this. This is what I thought when I wrote this. But be mindful, like yoga. So inhale, exhale. Now actually contract your abs and make this hollow. Okay, I ate not too long ago, preferably on an empty stomach, okay? So exhale, I'll do my best. And let go. That. I'm gonna do it two more times, and I don't want you to try it more than maybe once or twice at the beginning, and just ask me, okay? I'm gonna be available for you at the consultation, so let me know so that I can teach you and correct you and help you. This is almost like an Nauli from yoga. It's very, very simple. So let's do it two more times. Like I said, inhale, exhale, contract. That's like an extra one. And look, it hurt. It works. I think they even got better. I'm going to do it one more time, and then I'm going to say thank you. And I'm going to say thank you. Let's do it together. Inhale. Exhale. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Exhale and contract. Whoa, that really works. So it's been fantastic. Let's recap. Okay, so 18 secrets to reveal your abs, and definitely follow me at Monica Sancio, because now I'm writing stories and you can actually reply to the stories. We're more connected now, and you can DM me as well and say, hey, I took your 18 secrets to abs and I want to ask you about this, or would you help me with that? And then yes, we can be connected when it comes to that. So add Monica Sancio on Instagram. Let's go. This is a recap. Sleep enough hours, you guys. Eat sauerkraut. Keep good posture. Do Pilates everywhere. Lemon water. Use your core, okay? Eat papaya and pineapple. Practice natural moves and contract like we just did. Be mindful of your abs most of the time. And that's it, okay? Thank you so much for listening. And till next video, for listening, for watching, and yes, check out the links below. Thank you. And share the link for them to opt in as well. I will link it there under the video. It's been fun. It was so fun. Let me do a little happy dance. Eat and drink mostly plant-based towards vegan. Move around more, get physical, and absolutely stay positive. Focus on what's working. Focus on what you actually want. But you focus on the people that you can help, and on the causes that you can give to, so that you feel really good, because you taking care of yourself and you being at your best, guess what? Makes all the difference in the world. Yes, thank you. Mwah. Kisses and hugs. Thank you.